This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
We're on air. We don't run on air. Saturday Magazine. No, it's not. It's Christmas Magazine.
It's Monday Christmas Morning Magazine.
It's Monday Christmas Morning. Graham Watson from out in Perth is on the phone, and it's a little bit early in Perth, isn't it, Graham? How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Yes, I haven't even opened my Christmas presents yet. I have only just woken up.
Oh, dear. It's well, of course, you know, we're halfway through the day. Yours is just starting, so that's one of the...
I know, it's like time travel.
It is, isn't it? I'd be interested in doing a bit of a wrap-up of the year from the perspective of our community. What were the highlights, do you think, for our community during the year?
Do you know, it's interesting when you go back and I looked over the stories we've published down over the year, and the beginning of the year seems just so incredibly long ago. That when I looked back, I realised we published 1,935 stories this year.
Wow.
And I had to look back through them, and I've got to admit, some of them I had completely forgotten about, some things that happened in the last year.
Which one had you forgotten about?
Well, I don't know if you remember any of these, but at the beginning of the year, like, we were all excited about Moonlight getting nominated for the best Oscar.
That's right.
We had forgotten about that.
There was a big controversy over the TV show Pride and Prejudice. I don't even remember what that was about. And also, there was a big hoo-ha about the volley shoes campaign they had on, and the Australian Christian Lobby were up in arms. These are the things they'd flip my mind completely.
They sort of go to the keeper a bit, don't they? And then you think back and you think, yeah, you know, there's two things that that stuck out for me. One was obviously marriage equality, and I say it said to me that the Australian fair go was alive and well. And the other thing is that Australia still has more than its fair quota of rat bags.
They are certainly there. Actually, I was thinking back over marriage equality, and I think there's probably no topic that was written about and discussed more in 2017. And if you go all the way back to the start of the year, the Senate committee report, the actual Senate investigation that Dean Smith's bill was based around, that came out actually just at the very beginning of the year. So we came a long way in 12 months. But if I was thinking of, you know, what were the highlights, the feel-good moments, because there was certainly a whole bunch of feel-bad moments during the marriage debate. But there was five things I thought of during the marriage debate, which for me were the bits I think, you know, in years to come, we'll look back and think those were the golden moments. One of them was when Macklemore sang at the rugby grand final. I've got to say, that's the first time I've ever watched a rugby game.
Yeah.
Rugby, you know, not really followed here in Western Australia. That was a highlight. Penny Wong, that moment when she, you know, broke down and cried when that announcement came out. I think, you know, it's one of those images that will, you know, last for decades. And there was a photo at the very final vote, you know, when half the chamber just had four politicians sitting lonely on their own. You know, I think that was a moment where I certainly got a little bit emotional.
And, you know, those four guys, we said on air, those four guys, I said they shouldn't feel so lonely and upset, because after the passage of this law, they could be two couples.
Beautiful thought.
Now I'm going to spend the rest of the day thinking about which way you pair them up, you know.
Oh, look, it'd just be interesting to watch, wouldn't it?
You know, and the other big emotional moment I had during the campaign was the very first time I watched that marriage equality ad with all the people heading to the post box.
Yes.
And it got that very final shot where Ian Thorpe said, "Let's get it done."
Yeah.
First time I saw that, I burst into tears. That was a very emotional moment.
I have to say, I had, won't surprise some of the listeners, I had some tears, but I actually had some tears of laughter when I saw the video of Malcolm and Lucy Turnbull, you know, their Facebook video, whatever it was, about marriage equality. I just thought, mate, you're a tool. You really think, you know, if this is what a prime minister does to support marriage equality, yeah. What about the
line? Yeah, we've had all the.
No, go on.
All the, you know, everyone claiming that they're the one who made it happen afterwards, which I think.
Tony Abbott saying really it wouldn't have happened without him. Well, you know,
and just
it's like saying
quickly,
the crucifixion wouldn't have happened without Pontius Pilate.
the other one on the marriage equality debate, which really stuck me, P-flag mum all around. The
oh yes, Shelley. Yes,
P-flag mum getting up on stages from Shelley Argent all the way down, and seeing, you know, parents who'd never gone out and spoken in public. Suddenly giving speeches in front of thousands of people, that was inspirational.
Yeah, it's... I don't know whether you've listened to them. We've had your WA Senator, Dean Smith, on three times now. And very, very popular podcast download. And I reminded listeners yesterday, and I think Dean probably was aware of this fact, but there have only been 15 private members' bills passed through the federal parliament since Federation.
Yes, it was. And the Governor-General, Fancy Miller, he put it up on his Twitter account, a lovely note, when the bill went through, and actually sent him one of the pens that he signed it with.
Yes.
And Dean, who is such a, Dean as a politician is so into all these traditions and is so into
yes.
What a constitution is. That was such a big moment for him.
And, you know, of course, the pen, the case of the pen is made from wood from a tree from the grounds of Government House.
Which I thought was quite interesting. I've thought my pen's actually, I was looking at my pen, mine's just a blue big biro.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
As long as it did the job.
It's one of the costs of having in each state a Bunyip aristocrat.
Now, you mentioned, what were some of the low points of the year?
Yeah, what were some of the low points? Yeah.
You know, the One Nation Party came up many, many times this year for just saying really offensive and stupid things. And we had quite a conga line of One Nation aspiring politicians saying offensive things about the gay community throughout the year.
Yeah.
And they start from Tracy Bell Hinsland, who was running the Queensland election, saying gay people destroy families. They let her stay in the party. She obviously didn't win a seat or anything. Also in Queensland, there was Shan Ju Ling, who said gay people need to be cured.
Yes.
She got thrown out the party. I'm not quite sure what the difference is. And over here in Western Australia, we had Michelle Myers in the state election who said that gay people have a secret covert Nazi mind control program.
Well, you know, I've been trying to work out how to turn it on. do you reckon you have a number for you? Should SMS us the number and we'll give her a call on air and ask
Well,
her?
We actually got to, we broke that story out in Perth, and it was certainly our biggest story of the whole year. That went around the world. The Prime Minister asked about it in question time. But we actually got to have a one-on-one chat with Michelle during the state election campaign. We were outside a One Nation event. It was called Pints and Pizza with Pauline at the Paddington Ale House.
I could think of nothing worse.
We were waiting outside that pub and we were hoping that Pauline was going to come out. But Michelle Myers came out. We asked her about that, and it was one of the most bizarre interactions I've had with an aspiring politician. We asked her about the Nazi mind control, and she said she'd never said it. She'd never made those comments. And then in the next breath said that it was on her Facebook page and we'd used it without her permission. And we were like, we used what? She said, that thing I never said, you used it without my permission. Can't be both, darling.
Shocking.
Can't be both.
We actually, we had Pauline Hanson on, and some people didn't agree, some did. She kept referring to us as the gays. It was like a rerun of Little Britain.
It's like we're all homogenous one group.
Yes, yes. Well, you know.
Yes.
You can't have concepts that are too complex for none nation.
Didn't she also break her promise, though, Mac? She said she was going to stand up for what her constituents wanted, then lo and behold, like a normal politician.
Well, she did. She actually said on air that after we asked her the question and rephrased it three times so she could understand it, what she would do if there was a public vote in support of marriage equality, and she said that she would support it in the Parliament. Well, guess what?
Didn't happen.
Missing in action, Pauline. She's probably actually filling in an electoral funding application.
I guess it's a little bit... You know, it's great marriage equality went through. I guess it was a little bit unfortunate that the support was actually so low because there's only four people voting yes, which means they don't actually count and record who voted yes. The rules of Parliament mean if there's less than five, it's clear there's not enough people, which means there is actually no official record in Hansard of who abstained and who voted yes and who voted no. But we know who they were. We looked at the photos.
We saw the photos. 2018, what's on your wish list for 2018, Graeme?
You know, I think one of the big things that we're going to be following a lot in 2018, which we reported a lot on in the last year, is what's going on in Indonesia. And I think this is going to be where there should be a fair amount of focus in the next 12 months. There were reports that came out this year showing how biased the media was in Indonesia. There has been everything from, you know, two men who were caned in Aceh to a raid on a sauna in Jakarta where 141 people were arrested under the very vague pornography laws they have in Indonesia. And just last week, 10 of those people were given two-year sentences. And some of them weren't even present in court for their sentencing. They were told afterwards, you've been sentenced to two more years in jail.
Wow.
There's been a push to have the law changed to make not just homosexuality illegal. Homosexuality has never been illegal in Indonesia. There's a push to make it illegal, but also to make all sex outside wedlock illegal. Now, that got turned down by the Constitutional Court about a week ago, but there's still a push in political circles for politicians to make that change. And I think, you know, as our closest neighbour and a place where a lot of Australians go on holiday and we support their tourism industry a lot, Australia's LGB community really needs to look to the north and see what is happening in our closest neighbour because it is quite shocking what's going on there. And I think that's a story which we will see a lot of focus on in the year to come.
Yes, you won't be the only one watching it. Well, Graeme, we're going to let you... your day is just starting. You can get to the presents and open them.
That's it. And a big Christmas lunch in my future.
Yep. And we're just going to practice our Nazi mind control techniques here and see if we can, make the sun go down later in WA or something like that.
Well, you know, we're against that because we don't have daylight saving.
I know, yeah, because it'll fade.
We like the sun just going at its regular time thing.
I know, it fades the curtains, doesn't it?
Confuses the cows.
Yes.
Exactly.
Don't talk about Pauline like
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of your
Okay. Bye for now.
Merry Christmas, Graeme.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.